Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're doing a live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features that we give to you on the site, they are for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got Skype here in the studio tonight. If you want to call in on Skype, you can do that via username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out in that way. Of course, our toll-free number is also available to you at any time, which is toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you here, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So there's news about this 50 Shades of Grey, Mark. And I have to say, I'm not real familiar with this product, but I do know that it is a phenomenon.
That's right.
That the book was a bestseller, a big-time bestseller. The movie is now on track to be the number one movie this weekend in the United States, according to Variety. It opened to $30 million on Friday alone, on its way to a projected record-breaking $76 million long weekend. If estimates hold, the R-rated pick will easily dominate the previous President's Day weekend record holder, Valentine's Day, for the best showing ever for the holiday. Okay. So it's on track to make quite a bit of money. The critics
are going to be getting spankings for holiday and for Valentine's Day. Is that what you're claiming?
Well, that's what this movie is apparently about. It is apparently about some level of S&M. Would that be accurate?
Yep, I think that's so I hear.
People getting kinky. And apparently America has a bit of a fascination for this. And I guess I'm wondering, you know, where does it come from? Does the fascination that people have with 50 Shades of Grey and whatever it is, you know, whatever sex acts that it's portraying, does that come from the fact that America is a relatively puritanical place when it comes to sex? And so therefore people are more likely to sort of act out, if you will, in ways that are deviant. I'm not saying I have a problem with people doing this. I mean, if that's what floats your boat, then by all means. But I wonder how many of the people...
If it's that big of a movie, is it really a deviation?
Well, that's a good point.
I mean, is it those of us that think that we're normal, are we the deviants?
Yeah, well, good point. I mean, the definition of deviance is to deviate from the norm, whatever that means.
Right. I've heard that sort of domination... fantasies are as common among women as two gals' fantasies are for men. And if that's the case, that's a pretty darn common fantasy.
So, yeah, I guess I'm wondering, you know, who's going to see the movie? Is it, you know, is it men and women equally? Is it mostly women who are interested in this film? It seemed to be a book that was marketed towards women. But, you know, again, like I said, I'm not intimately familiar with the content of this particular product. So if you are a fan of 50 Shades of Grey, would love to hear your story. You know, what got you into that? Were you into kind of BDSM or dominance submission stuff prior to 50 Shades of Grey?
Or is it just well written?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm just curious. I just figured, you know, it's in the news. I figured I'd throw it out there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Obviously, we're doing talk radio, so we can't get too detailed on certain
too explicit,
kinky, sexy things, but we can still talk about these things.
But, I mean, a lot of people have taken the opportunity of this movie doing well and this book series doing well to, you know, play amateur psychiatrist for, you know, the people that like it or whatever, or to get up on their soapbox and push their particular, you know, brand of social politics or whatever it might be. So I find that sort of an interesting phenomenon, too. I can exist alongside 50 Shades of Grey without it causing me any kind of angst or upset. You know, like, okay.
Why would it? Why should it?
Well, because people are spanking each other and having fun doing it. If you wanted me to get on a soapbox about it, like you suggested that it was a puritanical, because the United States is puritanical, that's you getting on a soapbox. That's you using this movie to sort of push your agenda. I would, however, say that this might have something to do with the use of corporal punishment among children.
It's manifesting in sexual proclivities?
I think that, I think that kids imprint at a certain time as far as sexual preferences and that sort of thing. And spankings are, by their very nature, they are unique and important aspects of one's life, especially when they're occurring. So, you know, there's some studies that show that people who participate in, bondage and BDSM and all that stuff are, I guess bondage is BDSM. So BDSM are, that's related to corporal punishment.
So that there's a correlation.
Yeah,
what you're saying.
I was corporally punished, and I don't have, these particular proclivities. Not my thing.
Yeah, I'm more of I have a proclivity against it. And if somebody asks me to do something that is of a what I consider to be violent nature in the bedroom, that's something that is not attractive to me. I find that to be weird. Like, I'm not interested in hurting my partner. I want my partner to feel good. But then again, this does feel good for some people, right? Like, that's part of the attraction, is that it's a sexy thing to do, apparently, for some folks. So I'm just throwing it out there because I'm curious, what makes this thing, this movie and book, what makes it such a phenomenon? Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Is it because Americans don't talk about these issues, that these conversations, for instance, aren't generally had on talk radio and, in the workplace and over the dinner table? People are, in the United States, not generally comfortable talking about sexuality. And so, does that mean that people are more likely to fantasize about these things quietly on their own, and that this book plays into those fantasies? I'm speculating here. Toll-free number is 855-453. I was trying to pull up RottenTomatoes.com, but the site appears to be down at the moment. But when I was looking at it earlier, it looked like the tomato rating, as it is called, is in the 20th percentile, which is not good. So that means that, I don't know if you're familiar with Rotten Tomatoes, but they collect different reviews from around the web, and they come up with a tomato rating. They decide whether or not a reviewer is a fresh tomato or a splat of a tomato. And then they average numbers together, and they come up with a percentage as far as, how many reviewers liked this movie. Apparently about 20-something percent of reviewers liked it. Well, that doesn't mean it's a bad movie. That just means the reviewers didn't like it.
I do know the movie sprung out of fan fiction of a series called Twilight. And
really?
Yes.
The teen series?
Yes.
Okay.
With the werewolves and the sparkly vampires?
Huh. Yeah, I'm generally familiar with it, but I...
And that isn't known for its depth and, high critical review. So, I think that as...
This isn't a book aimed at teenagers. This is an adult book.
No, it's not. It's fan fiction written by, I believe, a 51-year-old. So, no, I would agree that that is not fan fiction for...
Hold on. You're saying that Fifty Shades of Grey is fan fiction?
50 Shades
of Grey. About the Twilight universe?
Started out as fan fiction in the Twilight universe.
Huh.
Yes, I believe it was Edward, I believe, is the vampire. I shouldn't be talking, though, because I really don't know. Maybe I'm identifying there's probably a bunch of teenage girls who are screaming at their radios right now because I've misidentified the vampire versus the werewolf. I have no clue. I really don't.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know either. I just saw this topping the box office and thought, this thing is a phenomenon. It's worth talking about. Why is this thing so popular in the United States? Will it be as popular worldwide as well? I mean, in Europe, where...
This ain't an era in India. Not with another place where, kissing in Bollywood is a pretty much a rarity, as I understand it.
In Europe, though, I mean, they're generally considered more sexually open than the United States. Will a movie like this be as popular in a place like that because people aren't as sexually repressed? Your thoughts are certainly welcome. You can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. 50 Shades of Grey, whether you've read the book or you've seen the movie or you're planning on seeing the movie, what is the motivation? And does your interest in this particular fiction reflect your sexual proclivities, or is it more of just kind of a fantasy? Like, you've never actually acted these things out, but somehow you're gaining some level of satisfaction by fantasizing about that. You're welcome to share your thoughts. Also coming up, a middle school student had the FBI called on him for throwing the American flag out of a window? Is that right, Mark?
Yes.
Did I get that right? We'll come back with all of that. Your thoughts are welcome here. We're live on Saturday night. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. You can, of course, bring up anything you'd like to discuss. I was just curious as to what people were thinking about the 50 Shades of Grey, not necessarily the movie or the book, either one, if you'd like to comment. If you're a fan, especially, would like to know, you know, what is it that's inspiring to you to make you interested in this particular product? Seems like there's quite a bit of popularity surrounding it, and I'm just wondering why. What is it about BDSM, domination, that is so attractive to people in the United States? 855-450-FREE. And how did you get into it? Because, Mark, you suggested that maybe it was people who were spanked. Maybe that makes someone more likely to have a proclivity towards this particular interest.
Something I've read.
The sexual fetish. And just curious, you know, what's your story? 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got a story about a young man in trouble for throwing the American flag out of a school window. The FBI apparently was called in on that case. Plus, want to let you know how to get a pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. You go to coffee.freetalklive.com. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. It's great coffee. And they're doing great things over at BuzzBox. We've teamed up with them to allow microloans to be handed out from some of the profits that come in from this great coffee, which, again, you get the first pound for free. You just pay the shipping cost by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. But again, the profits are going out to people in tough parts of the world that are they're trying to make a living, trying to start a business, maybe improve their existing business. And it's hard to get loans. It's hard to even bank in those parts of the world. So Kiva.org is helping with that, and we're teaming up with them. So when you buy coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com, not only are you getting great coffee, but you're also helping people out worldwide. And so go to coffee.freetalklive.com and help people's make better lives for themselves and enjoy some really great coffee. Get the first pound free just by paying the shipping costs at coffee.freetalklive.com. We got Brian. He's in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Hey, Brian. You're on the air.
Thank you. I have to say I have not read the book, but I know several women who have. And if you guys have not read it, and subsequently with the release, I think just today, not even seen the movie, and you're querying on the why is it so hot and a big deal, I think part of it may be that, well, seemingly there hasn't been anything like it in a while, but if you go way back to the era of, say, like the Marquis de Sade, where something that got, a wide release, that was such a taboo topic, and there's probably lots of writings over the millennia that would be similar. In this society today, through digital media, et cetera, more people know about the subject matter more immediately, and therefore go, let me get in on that.
So you're saying that the 50 Shades of Grey, had it come out 30 years ago, maybe wouldn't have been as big of a phenomenon due to the absence of social media?
Possibly, and not just social media.
Because sex stories have been around for a long time, and romance novels have been around for a long time, but this thing has become a phenomenon.
Yeah, that was my point. You know, I'm not hanging their success on social media as much as, you know, if you get a book and you find, not you specifically, but someone in general, and you really latch on to what it's all about and how great it is, then you get on, you know, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. I just got this book. I think it's really awesome. Ooh, it's really hot. And if it's something that hasn't been seen in a while, because, yeah, we do have romance novels coming out of our ears, but if it's something that's just, it's different, it's got a hook to it, the next thing you know, You're on your social media telling all your friends and girlfriends, you're at the water cooler, and somebody even says, oh, so-and-so said this book was great, maybe I'll check it out. And it's just,
yeah, that's why I think it's probably pretty well written, is because there's no shortage of romance novels out there, and I'm certain that they have more and less of this sort of thing going on in them, depending on, you know, I'm sure they have the different genres for different preferences. But that's why I get the impression that this must be a pretty well written series or book.
Is it a series?
I would not disagree. I mean, I think there's obviously something about it that's just like a good pop tune. It's got a hook. Mm-hmm. It's saying something, or it's saying something in a certain way that is reactive to people. I've actually heard in certain circles some male associates who have said, if you haven't read this book, you need to look into it because the women are on fire for it. And now I think it's maybe...
Why is that, though? I mean, is it just because it's a good write, you know, a good read and entertaining, or is it because that it's tapping into something that is, you know, something that people typically don't talk about or acknowledge or want to acknowledge?
And I really don't know, because they don't really want to get too deep into the conversation after they make the suggestion.
Thanks, Brian, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for the call. I'm sure there's somebody out there who has read it. It's incredibly popular. The movie hit $30 million just yesterday. I guess it just came out. And so you're welcome to share your experience with us here at 855-453. Enlighten us, those of us who are ignorant as to how good this book really is. I mean,
I think this is, you know, like a dirty secret to some extent. And people don't want to share it. And the reason is because... Well, I mean, everybody's got their theory as to why this stuff is done, and it's all sort of paints it in a bad light, right? Have you said anything that other than, yeah, people are free to spank each other on the bottoms, if that's what they want to do, but what was your reasoning behind it? It's really because America's repressed sexually.
Well, I'm not saying that.
But everybody's got their thing. No, I'm just saying everybody's got their thing. I'm not saying that you're, you know, being a particular jerk about it. I'm just saying that just sort of this book, you know, everybody's got their explanations as to why BDSM is a thing, and none of them paint it in a particularly good light, right? I mean, if there's this many people going to this movie to see it, then it must be a pretty good movie, and they must have some kind of affinity and attachment to this kind of thing.
Well, just because people go to see a movie doesn't make it a good movie necessarily. I mean, the critics are saying this is terrible, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad movie either. Just because the critics don't like something doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad.
I saw Jupiter Ascending again, and I'm still recommending that.
Let's go to Eric. He's in Newton, Iowa. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
I was just wanting to put a little input in on kind of the whole BDSM life.
Sure.
I mean, it's one of those lifestyles that people have always kind of had a taboo against, and it's one of those that gets looked down upon on a lot of things. But, I mean, it's just something some people really enjoy. I mean, especially some of the people that are like in charge of people all day, that typically want to be controlled somewhat in more of a sexual fantasy way.
So hold on, I have heard this before. Are you saying that people that tend to be it tends to be that powerful people like to get their bottoms spanked? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's not necessarily that like to get their bottoms spanked,
but they tend to want to be dominated.
Exactly. And yeah. I'm not saying that everybody is that way, because obviously not.
I've heard that, too, and I really love the idea of politicians getting getting smacked around by their wives.
We actually heard that directly from a dominatrix back about, it's been probably like a decade since we had her on to talk about it, but Miss Ann, back when she was a dominatrix in Indianapolis, came on to tell us just that she had these powerful people under her whip. There's more coming up here. Eric, if you got more to share, stand by. We'll come back to you. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition continuing here. We'll take your calls about whatever you'd like to discuss. You just dial on in toll free at 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. Also over at vegas.com, you can get 10% off of everything you see there with the exception of air hotel packages. Vegas.com serves up Vegas from the inside because, unlike other travel sites, they're actually from Vegas, the people that work there.
Yeah, I think it's pretty – when you go to Vegas, you can pay full price. There's no problem with that. But finding the deals and that kind of thing is very difficult when you're a sort of an outsider. It's nice to that they're from there and they know what's going on.
Yeah, they work in Vegas, they live in Vegas, and they party in Vegas, and they know the people that set the deals. The second the prices drop in Vegas, Vegas.com drops them on their site in real time. Plus, they've got the proprietary drop watch tool, which – actually will monitor the price even after you book and notifies you of changes to ensure you get the best deals. So they've got your back.
That's got to be, yeah, that's pretty cool that that they're going to check out the deals for you. They're going to make sure if the prices change that you get the better deal. That's impressive.
Vegas.com has the best rates on not just hotels, but also headliner shows, tours, attractions, even VIP bottle service at top clubs. Vegas.com, when you use code FTL, that's how you get that 10% off. Already they've got great prices.
Well, you've already got the best prices because they're living right there. And then you get 10% off of on top of it.
Yeah, as long as you're not selecting an air hotel package, everything else 10% off over at Vegas.com by using code FTL. That's like FTL, like Free Talk Live. Just put that into the promo box at checkout to knock that other 10% off over at Vegas.com.
But they do have hotel packages and then sort of everything else. They have all those packages. So it's really just the air and hotel combo package, right?
The air hotel combo packages are the ones that are not valid for the 10% off, but everything else on the site is.
Okay.
So just use code FTL at Vegas.com. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. We were talking about the 50 Shades of Grey movie, and actually, Mark, apparently this is a trilogy. I thought that it was just one book, but I guess the book is what has been translated in. The first book is what has been turned into the movie that has just come out. And is
any successful book is a series, right? I mean, you know, you wouldn't just leave it at one.
Yeah, well, that's generally a true statement, I suppose. So they apparently already came out with both of the sequels, so all three books are already available, and I don't know if that means that three movies will be coming out, but I imagine if it does commercially, you know, have success, as it appears to be having,
the answer is then yes.
You can expect that more will be coming. So I just, the question that I'd asked earlier was, what's the fascination? Why is it that people are so interested in this? Is it that there's a latent obsession that people have with BDSM, with dominance and submission, and you know, those sorts of sexual proclivities or fetishes? You're welcome to share your thoughts here. And if you are into that, can you pinpoint how it started? Because I know that there's a guy I know who explained that he got into getting tied up when he was a young boy, and he was interested in magic tricks. And he tied himself up as, you know, as Houdini might or something like that, going to put himself in a straitjacket sort of tie-up situation. And he was alone, I guess, during this at home. And
tying yourself up alone probably isn't a great idea.
Trying to escape the ties. And during that time, he sort of was rubbing himself around on the floor and managed to get an erection off of that. And that landed him into squarely into the category of somebody who's really into being tied up.
Hmm.
And so just an interest as a boy in magic tricks led to being, having a sexual proclivity about being tied up against his will.
It may be a story he's telling himself to some extent, because basically he wanted to get tied up, right? Because he tied himself up.
Yeah.
And then,
because of magic, though.
Well, so he had an interest before he was terribly sexualized. He had an interest in getting tied up. And then as he gets sexualized, what a surprise, he had an interest in getting tied up and then sexualized it.
Hmm. Yeah. So where does it come from? Is it something you're born with, or is it something that you acquire at some point during your development as a young person or a young adult? So feel free to share your experience. The toll-free number is 855-453. Also, you can bring up anything you want. Alma is in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alma.
Hey, sweetie. I want to talk about Iran, but first I'm going to say, you're still not on the radio here on the weekends, and it irritates me. I have to take my son's internet to listen to you, because Saturday and Sundays is when I love to listen to you. It's nothing going on. And my husband likes TV. He likes to get on the computer, so I'm in there.
Well, just so you know, Alma, I did check last week, because you called on Sunday night expressing concern that we were off the air in Tallahassee. Our show is on the air on weeknights.
Here's the week, but not
from
the week.
Yeah, 9 to midnight. So.
And that's my favorite time, damn it. Excuse me.
Well, what I would suggest that you do is you can contact your local radio station and let them know you'd like to hear more Free Talk Live. And, be nice about it. And be nice about it.
I'm very nice, because I can't get him off the phone. He can't.
Alma, what do you think about 50 Shades of Grey? Are you familiar with this?
I think it's filthy, from what I've heard of it. I don't
filthy.
Like it.
Filthy.
I do not.
Now, wait a minute. Wait. Now, what is filthy about it? I mean, it's just people with riding crops and spanking each other, right?
You want me to get down and explain it to you, do you now?
Well, I mean, we can't get too detailed as far as, like, things that happen during sex, but...
God made us. He made us in his image, and he made us to be decent. That's Satan's image when we get filthy. Okay, this don't go.
Is it filthy, though? I mean, is it what's filthy about a good spanking? As long as it's consensual. I mean, that sounds clean.
No, when my daddy and mama, my daddy whipped me with a belt. It come out.
See, now that's not okay. That's wrong to me, to my mind, because you didn't want that to happen. It's not consensual. Spanking's parent to child, not okay.
That's what I think of. That means pain.
I see what you're saying. So that's
pain.
So because you were abused as a child by your father. That means to you that people who engage in similar behavior consensually,
it's
sexually,
it
somehow
means
bad.
It's disgusting. I want someone to cuddle me and love me and tell me how much they love me.
I'm with you there. I prefer that level of intimacy myself. I don't understand it personally, but that's why I'm asking the question tonight.
I don't want to be mistreated. No one wants to be mistreated.
See, now, I think that's interesting because to me, what Alma's saying sounds like sort of a healthy relationship to sex. But, you know, I think that these other people probably believe they have a healthy relationship. So it's
sick. They're demon-possessed. They're sick.
Well, I don't think that's a nice thing to say, but it's your opinion,
and
you're entitled to it, Alma.
I'm always so nice, and y'all are not either. I'm just giving you my opinion.
That's fair enough. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I don't look down on it. I mean, everybody's got their thing. I just wonder where these things come from. Were you born wanting to spank someone or be spanked? Or does that come about from some sort of interaction that you have or something that happens to you along the way?
Well, it's the old nature versus nurture argument.
She was spanked and it turned her off toward that sort of thing. You were speculating earlier that maybe there was a correlation between people who were spanked and interest in BDSM. But maybe the ball, you know, the pendulum swings both ways on that.
I couldn't tell you. But... you know, some people are born with the proclivities to do different types of things, and others just kind of move into it.
Well, it's certainly true that people are, in my opinion, born gay. I think there's a lot of evidence for that. I mean, if you talk to folks who are gay, they will tell you pretty clearly that they always knew it and that, you know, it's been that way since day number one. They've been attracted to people of the same sex from the very beginning. So if that's true... and I believe that it is, then can that also be true of sexual fetishes? You know, are you born with those things? You can share your experience with us here. 50 Shades of Grey topping the box office already this weekend with $30 million in one day, which is a pretty big take.
Yeah, it's a pretty big take.
Any movie. And from what I read, the budget of the film was only $40 million. So in one day, they've already made back almost the entirety of the budget.
It's huge.
Likely by the close of business today, they will have turned a profit on this particular movie. So you can expect to see more of them coming, more likely. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But what is the fascination? And I don't agree with Alma, by the way, that it's dirty or anything like that. I mean, unless you're bleeding during it, that could be a little unclean, I suppose. 855-450-FREE. More coming up. You can share your thoughts. We've also got Skype. Skype in at username lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to bring up what you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We consent to you calling the show and talking about anything you want. And that's, of course, the most important thing. I don't think that what people who are interested in BDSM are doing is dirty, like our last caller suggested. She said it was of the devil or whatever. No, some people are into that, and it seems harmless so long as everyone's consenting to what's going on. Of course, they have the safe words, which is a way to indicate to a partner engaging in BDSM related activity that things have gone too far and you're no longer in your comfort zone and that it needs to stop. So there are ways for people to remain at as safe as possible when engaging in certain behavior.
Yeah, what I heard from Alma was that she thought that it was a poor choice, not that
she said it was of the devil. She said it was demon
fine.
Possession.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a little different than saying that's a poor choice, right?
Well, I think it's certainly, if I believed in the devil, then I would consider doing things of the devil to be of a poor choice. I'm not a big believer in that, so there you go.
So you can share your thoughts here. We've been talking about 50 Shades of Grey from a position of ignorance, honestly. I don't know that much about it. Mark, you kind of gave me a little information that it was apparently originally based on some fan fiction regarding the Twilight series. It's become an international, probably international bestseller, definitely a national bestseller, and it's now spawned a movie, which is taking the box office by storm this weekend, apparently. We'd love to get your thoughts on, you know, where the interest comes from in this particular fetish. Let's go to Tom, listening in Madison, Wisconsin, to the Mike 92.1 WXXM. Hey, Tom.
Hey. I guess the devil compels me to call in, then. This is the first time I've ever called into a radio show, so I'm going to try not to stumble over myself.
You're doing fine. Go ahead.
First, I haven't read the books. I think it's just wrong to read the books because they're Twilight fan fiction, and that's just a terrible series. But I have very religious friends who consider it pornography, and so they're not going to watch the movie and they haven't read the books.
I would say that if you're going to go by sort of, you know, what normal definitions of pornography are, I would say that it was pornography. I don't have any particular, like, I have no emotions around that, but yeah, I would say it probably fits a definition of pornography.
I think by the SCOTUS's decision, it's considered pornography. But from my friends who are in the lifestyle, who have read it, and from several reviews I've read of the books portray not a BDSM relationship, but an abusive relationship between a man and a woman.
Okay.
And so that's another thing, another reason that I won't see it. I'm in my 30s now, in my mid-30s, and in my 20s, I was briefly involved in the scene, and I don't think it was something I would have sought out. It was a group of friends that I'm still friends with that invited me to a party. And now I wasn't exactly sure. Like, I kind of had an idea of what was going to go on. But
turns out,
you know,
it was a spanking party.
It was. And I put my fears aside and I went. And I walked in the door and my hostess said, these are the rules. Everything has to be consensual.
On your knees.
You have to have a safe word. And you don't do anything you don't want to do. And if you're not clean, don't partake in anything that's going to, you know, give someone else a disease.
Right.
And I wouldn't have done it if I didn't trust the people. Everyone there was all smiles throughout the whole thing. You had to give permission for someone to draw your blood by scratching or whatever, or whipping. But the most anyone got were welts.
How many people were at this party?
Yeah.
There
sounds like a great party. What the hell was going on?
There were more than a dozen. You know, there was a massage table set up for kind of a torturous massage. But the thing about it was you could so easily get into it because my fear, you know, made my adrenaline just shoot through the roof. And the whole thing about it is you do it the right way, it's more pleasurable than it is painful. I mean,
well,
I would suggest if anyone wants to experiment, take a clothespin and put it on your nipple and leave it there until it's numb and then take it off and see what happens.
That doesn't sound like fun for me. What you're saying is that the wait through that pain is worth the feeling of the relief at the end?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't suggest someone go out and get a flog and start doing that sort of thing. Cause it can be dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. Some people just think
this was
a whip and.
Yeah. So you said that this party that you went to didn't result in you embracing the scene completely, right? Like that it wasn't.
Well,
enough,
I ended up getting in a relationship shortly after that. And she was, you know, into the scene. She also didn't know the people. I wouldn't have been invited to the party if I hadn't known them.
Let me ask you this.
Very secretive.
So what about the, was there a male to female ratio as to who was spanking and who was getting spanked? I mean, I just wondering.
It was pretty well even. It really
pretty well
was.
Even. Okay.
Yeah.
And would people sort of switch their roles
really
as well? Would people switch up? You know?
All right, my turn.
Mostly one or the other.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. Got
it. I mean, there are people who specialized in being dominant and people who were not interested in being dominant at all.
Was there interest in clothing?
In clothing?
Yeah.
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, I wasn't.
Nobody's wearing a patent leather bodysuit with a mask with a zipper across the mouth, right?
Well, there wasn't the mask, but the bodysuits were there.
Okay.
I mean, you know, and if you were going to engage in sexual intercourse, you were going to go in the other room. And do it not in front of everyone. It wasn't an orgy.
Right. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so there were acts of dominance and submission happening in sort of the general room, but no actual sexual penetration happening there.
Right. And it was a big room. It was a nice place actually. But
cool.
I would say the people who were involved were some of them were professionals. I think a couple of them are lawyers now.
Like a professional. By professional, you meant their job type.
Yeah,
not, that they're professional dominatrix.
And the whole thing was, you know, you keep this to yourself. You don't go out and start talking to people about this because even in a city as big as Madison, which isn't that people big, talk, about 200,000 people. People talk.
And the first rule of spanking club is there's no talking about spanking club.
Because if you admit to someone you do that, they judge you automatically.
Yeah, I would think they really do.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I can't see how I would choose in my life. I cannot see how I would not make some kind of like assumptions and, you know, get some kind of sort of superior feelings of superiority and those kind of things. And I, you know, like that's probably something for me to work on. But
right.
I can totally see people are going to be judging you.
I mean, and there were people there that were also involved in the polyamory lifestyle, but that wasn't like there wasn't anything. You weren't required to get involved. If you could watch if you wanted to, you didn't have to take off your clothes. It was safety was the number one thing in that environment.
So it's fascinating. I'm really glad you called in about this. I know you're not supposed to talk about it, but I think it's enlightening.
I listen to you guys as often as I can, and sometimes I'm compelled to call in. And this time I'm like, well, there's really no one calling in who's explaining how you could get into this or what it's like.
And have you read the 50 Shades of Grey? Did you already answer that?
I haven't. It's on my Kindle.
Okay.
It was free one weekend, and I tend to grab up free books.
Sure.
I just haven't been able to. You know, I've heard George Takei read bits of it and Gilbert Gottfried, but beyond that.
Do you care to speculate on why there is such fascination for this, like sort of this latent fascination?
For the same reason my mother like bought grocery bags full of romance novels. Like it's either something you're not getting in your relationship or it's taboo and exciting or it could just be innate. Like, it might just be some primal thing where, you know, missionary just doesn't really do it for people as much as they like to think it does.
Tom, good call. Thanks for making it tonight. Really informative. I appreciate the personal story.
One more thing, Tom, before...
Oh, sorry.
Did you drop it? Oh, well, yeah, I wasn't sure. I just wanted to know whether Tom had been spanked or not. No, I meant real, like as a child.
Oh, as a child. Okay, gotcha. Let's go to Harold in Watertown. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Harold. Although he didn't seek that out.
Oh, all right, yeah.
No, it just sort of came to him. Hey, Harold, we're good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
My thoughts on 50 Shades of Grey, I have to say that some people are into strange stuff, you know?
Yep.
Well, now, why is it strange?
I've got another question. If enough people are into strange stuff, is it strange anymore?
I mean, this is a very, very popular thing, apparently, to be into, at the very least, to you know, watch and to consider and think about. What makes it strange?
Because, in my opinion, spanking is supposed to be for discipline only and not an act of love or compassion, you know?
Well, here's this is like the greater category of kink. If more than 50% of the population is into kink, is it still strange?
Hold that thought, Harold. We can bring you back to continue the discussion. BDSM, 50 Shades of Grey, it's hitting the theaters this weekend, and lots of people are watching it. What's the fascination? 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Get to Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale and save on all the latest hardwood flooring trends. Get the hot new look of gray flooring plus 80 more styles of laminate from 49 cents. Check out gorgeous matte finished hardwood from Bellawood or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from 169. Plus deals on distressed floors and over 70 styles of bamboo from 179. And get 18 months special financing for deals on over 400 floors. Get to the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Cabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time, get a free pound to try out the subscription, cancel anytime, coffee.freetalklive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.